Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can go online, go to getwellradio.com. Obese children, they're now saying, struggle with joint pain. You know, first it was our kids were getting diagnosed with diabetes. You know, one out of three of our young people right now, under the age of 11, have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Now, that is nothing more than staggering. Really kind of hacks me off to know the truth. I mean, it is our food choices, parents letting their kids eat certain things. I mean, it is a big mess. And I just really, I'm just challenged with it. I really am. Because kids, I mean, I know when I was a kid, there were like one or two fat kids. No one had diabetes. I mean, that was just unheard of. And joint pain? Really? I mean, excuse me while I'm 12 and I have arthritis. I mean, that's, it's crazy. And you go to a lot of third world countries that don't eat the way that we eat, and you don't see a lot of these things. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, obese children, they're saying now, it's unbelievable. Researchers from the Children's Hospital at Ohio State University published findings in the Journal of Clinical Orthopedics and related data from this, and they actually found that after looking at about 175 obese children, they looked at different variables, such as age, sex, race, puberty level, stage of puberty, and their overall health and physical fitness. But 51 of the children reported that they experienced lower extremity pain, hips, knees, ankles, and feet, and the same group scored lower on the physical function and the psychosocial health than those who felt no pain. And the more obese a child was, the greater the decline in physical function. And, of course, the whole subject is sad. It really is. Almost 30% of our children now are overweight and obese, said Dr. Vonda Wright, who's an orthopedic surgeon at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. She was not involved in the research, but Wright, who often works with young patients, explained, "Our hips and knees bear 5 to 7 times our body weight already. So their little frames aren't supposed to be carrying 150 pounds of body weight. The heavier the child, the bigger the pressure on the joints and cartilage that can be painful, and it sets up their soft tissue for overall inflammation." Dr. Stephen Cohen, who's a sports medicine surgeon at the Rothman Institute of Medical Research in Philadelphia, he said that being overweight is strongly connected to diet and inactivity. And inactivity related to watching television and playing video games can have significant impact on childhood obesity. And, of course, diets deficient in calcium and vitamin D, also very important nutrients that we need for growing bones. So these are some other issues. In a news release, they're saying from a recent journal, and the study authors, Dr. Sharon Bout and colleagues, said that they're really concerned about having kids having pain in the feet, legs, and hips, and what to do about it. Wright, who specializes in mobility, said there's always a way to move even when there's pain. I agree with that. Now, she advises parents to make games out of moving. Get your kid in the pool. A pool will unload the joints. And even if they're just in there playing around or taking them out to the gym, you can get them on bikes, which, of course, are low impact. It can be easy. Wright also recommends cutting back on sugar. Hello, parents. Cut back on the sugar. explaining that a high sugar diet can lead to inflammation. And get your vitamin C from fruits, not high sugar juices. Somebody say amen. Yeah, it is. It's true. What we do, parents, remember, our kids don't know any different. Okay, but you do. Maybe you don't. That's okay. That's why I'm here, to make sure that you do. It's kind of one of those things that once you know, you know better, then you can do better. And on this show, we want to teach you how to know better. That's what the show is all about. And getting our kids to be able to eat better so they can live better and have a healthier life is what it's all about. Lucy, we're going to go to you now. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I was listening to you the other day, and you were talking about foods to support pain relief. And I have sciatic nerve pains. I was a nurse for several years and lifting too many people, and that last home health patient did me in. Anyway, what can you suggest that I don't take narcotics, and I try to take over-the-counter things as much as possible. I have something called Boswellia that seems to help a lot.
Yeah, Boswellia is very good. Are you overweight at all, Lucy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting more overweight because I can't work and walk the way I used to.
Well,
I used to work a long hour sitting or standing. I can't do that right now.
Probably the number one thing that you could do to lower kind of the overall inflammation and pain is changing your diet. I mean, that's the key. Because even if you can't exercise because you're in a lot of pain, if you radically change your diet, you're going to start, you'll start losing weight, and your body will get down. And as you do that, even if you could pick up some different activities like swimming or riding a bike, those could be very helpful. But just some form of activity would be good. But your diet's the key. So what does a day look like for you right now? If you're gaining weight, it must mean that you're eating the wrong kind of foods, or what does your routine look like?
My routine looks like a little more sedentary than I used to. I was riding a bike a couple of years ago, but the low back pain is just really nasty right now. I agree. I could try to lose some weight.
I'm just telling you that's the main issue. So if your goal is to really cut down, on the pain, the reduction of the body weight, especially if it's in the lower back, because if you carry a lot in your midsection, then that's going to be a major issue. There's no real supplement that will just take care of it. I mean, cod liver oil will cut down inflammation in the body and help with joint related pains. You could, vitamin B6 helps with any kind of neuropathy. So if it is sciatic pain and there's some shooting pains with the nerves, the B6 can help. But see, the thing is, the supplements aren't going to just, get rid of everything. The root of all of it is the excess weight gain. There is a product out there that can help with kind of a natural pain aid. It's called Amino Active. Great company. They do great work and they have great products. So the Amino Active, ACTIV, is how you spell the last part of that term. I believe it's aminoactive.com. That's great. But again, if you can get on a non-inflammatory diet, it's going to be one of the best things you can do for the overall pain regardless.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, to empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,724.51, $862.26 for a half ounce, or $431.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,724.51, $862.26, and $431.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com. Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We'll be right back.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, America. Higher blood pressure may harm the middle-aged brain. High blood pressure can damage the structure of the brain in people as young as 40, a new study finds. Structural damage was found even in the brains of young middle-aged people who had pre-hypertension, in which blood pressure is elevated but not to the level considered to be high blood pressure. Researchers looked at nearly 600 people who were average of 39 years old when the study launched in 2009. So their blood pressure was checked and they underwent MRI brain scans. Well, accelerated brain aging was found in people with hypertension as well as those with pre-hypertension, including damage to the structural integrity of white matter and the volume of the gray matter, two different types of the brain tissue, by the way. The study was the first to find that elevated blood pressure damages the brains of young middle-aged adults and suggest that blood pressure-related brain damage occurs over a lifetime. Previous research has linked blood pressure-related damage to the brain's white matter with mental decline in older people. The message here is really clear, they said. The people can influence their late-life brain health by knowing and treating their blood pressure at a very young age, when you wouldn't necessarily be thinking about it. The study's senior author, Charles DeCarli, who's a professor of neurology and director of Alzheimer's disease at the University of California, he said in a university news release, the study was published online recently in the Lancet Neurology. It appears in the recent issue of this journal. He said that elevated blood pressure, which affects about 50 million Americans, is associated with an increased risk of stroke and cardiovascular disease and is the single greatest risk factor for death in the United States. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. So if you've been looking for someone that kind of talks the way we talk and believes the way we do, well, they're all over the place. We're building a network around the country. Just check out the website. Go to getwellradio.com and all the information will be there for you. All right, let's go to Harold. Hi, Harold.
About a year ago, I went to the doctor for a burning I had in my stomach area. I had it for a long time. And they removed 3 polyps in my colon. And when they scoped my stomach, they couldn't seem to find anything. At that time, I was, like, under a lot of stress and sick and losing weight. And then they ended up doing an ultrasound on my gallbladder. And they said that I had probable stones and polyps. But when they removed it, there were no stones in there. So since that time, I've been experiencing a lot of like soft, watery stools, tiredness, and headaches. And I've tried a lot of different things. I'm eating basically, you know, pretty healthy. I've tried the digestive enzymes, and they seem to aggravate my stomach up. So sometimes it seems like it's getting better, but it seems like I have this diarrhea. Not all the time.
Yeah, if you're having that, you probably want to look at getting someone to work with you on restoring the digestive health, meaning the probiotics, putting those good bacteria back in. And someone can really work with you, help with you, and kind of guide you in that process would be helpful. And, you know, the health food stores have it. And a lot of times your doctor, if you go to maybe a naturopath or someone, they can guide you in it. Your nutritionist, they're great at it too, registered dietitians. That's kind of what they do. And so, you know, getting some help along that route would be helpful. A lot of the fermented foods can be helpful, too. When you get that weird diarrhea that just kind of comes and goes out of nowhere, usually the bacterial flora is kind of off kilter, and getting that put back in and, you know, eating the right kind of food, supplementation, all those sorts of things can be very, very helpful. So colon, obviously got to be careful with it, but, you know, again, pretty resilient if you continue to put the right kind of fuel in the body. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I was listening to your show a few times. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina here.
And I'm love Charleston.
I have a friend up in New Jersey. He's been fighting tumors and radiation in his stomach. He has a bag on his side now, and he's been like years of trying to get healthy. And another friend of his in Montreal cured himself of double lung cancer with a powder called Zeolite or Zeolite out of London. He got it. Z-O-L-I-T-E, I think it's spelled. And I was wondering if that would be good for tumors in the gut.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. It's a pretty decent product. Some people report they've got really good results with it. But, I mean, you know, for the most part, your diet is going to mean everything. And, I mean, if you start getting to a point where you have tumors, everything has to be perfect. And some people are like, well, yeah, I'm on it 80%. Or, well, I follow an anti-inflammatory diet maybe, you know, 30% of the time. There's not a whole lot of forgiveness when your body starts breaking down to that point. Because it takes about 10 years for tumors to even form, ones that are devastating to the body, that is. And so if it takes that long to form, you got to think how long the habits have been bad over a long period of time. And so it takes time to kind of rebuild and get the body back where it needs to be. So there's nothing wrong with using that product. I mean, if that's something you choose to do. But I can tell you that some of the things for just basic colon health, probiotics are great. Coconut oil has really good benefits of it, too. And believe it or not, they've done so much study on green tea. And drinking green tea, I think it was 2 to 3 cups, can decrease the risk of colon cancer by like 65%. I mean, it is incredible. I mean, to not drink green tea every day, even for the average American, when we have colon and stomach cancers just going up and up and up, to not drink green tea every day, I think, is a major issue. And to include that in your normal lifestyle choices is vital, vitally important. So if that's something you're concerned about, you might want to look into the green tea. But, yeah, I mean, the product out of London, I mean, there's probably nothing wrong with taking it. You know, again, you want to have somebody advise you on that. But, you know, for the most part, it's about coming up with a good lifestyle, day-to-day routine. That's where the victory is. I'm a firm believer that there's no silver bullet when it comes to our health. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm going to go now to Donnie. Hi, Donnie.
Well, I am 66 years old, a smoker for 50 years. I never took the advantage of Medicare A, B, and D. I'm still alive, and I'm worried about my artery and vein. I want to see how can I can clean it more better.
Well, I mean, the deal is if you've been smoking for a long time, you're worried about the arteries and the veins. There's a couple things. I mean, obviously, your diet's going to play a big role, your eating habits. But exercise does, too. I'm a big, big advocate of exercise. And I think it needs to happen on a consistent basis more than anything. A lot of people will go, and they'll go like an hour and a half and go 2 days a week. But I think the 30 minutes, 5 and 6 days a week, being more consistent actually yields a better benefit. And a lot of different studies back that up pretty strongly as well. But yeah, if you want to keep things clean, keep your eating clean. I mean, that's the key. Eat the right kind of foods and eat them in the right proportion. And that's what makes the biggest difference, especially when you're dealing with, you know, cholesterol. You're thinking about the plaquing in the arteries. Well, that's one of the main things. I mean, some of the best foods you can have for reducing the plaquing are eggs. Eggs are phenomenal. Whole eggs, organic, of course, is the best. And vitamin E. Vitamin E has been around for a long time, but you can get it from a variety of different foods. You can do it in a supplement form as well. But vitamin E has been shown to be very helpful at cutting down a lot of the plaquing inside of the body. So, and again, just a couple things to think about for overall protection. If you're taking medications for anything cholesterol-related, don't forget that it's really important to use ubiquinol or CoQ10 to help protect the heart as well. Okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online at getwellradio.com if you missed something, or if you want to look into our wellness providers around the country, you can check it out there as well. Let's go to Deborah now. Hi, Deborah.
Well, I'm struggling right now with a pinched nerve in my neck. They think that's in the neck. My complaint started in my right shoulder when I was having problems moving, even just in circles with my shoulder. Some great pain through my shoulder down through my arm, and then my arm would get tingly. And then just within the last 2 months, the pain's increased into my upper back, going all the way up through my neck to the point where I get an earache and then come up with a migraine. And so I'm not sure, because the pain, they did an MRI and it said that there was abnormality in from C17 vertebrae on up through my neck.
Yeah, if they showed that, I mean, just the fact that you started out with shoulder pain, the nerves come out of the base of the neck, and then around C5, C6, C7, and they innervate, meaning that they go down into the shoulders, all the way down, all the way through the arms, down to the hands and fingers. So the lower part of the neck, so many times you could be experiencing tingling numbness in the hands and fingers, and you can have weakness in some of the muscles, and even atrophy, and a lot of it comes from the base of the neck and from the different degeneration within the disc in between the bones. So if you had a chiropractic physician look at it, or if you haven't, it might be good to get that evaluated. Osteopaths are great too if they are still manipulating the bones themselves, because one of the things you don't want to really get out of practice with. And they can do quite well. So you might want to get an evaluation done by one of those folks and see what happens, because, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with something like this, you want to be careful. The pinched nerve can be affecting a lot of different areas. Remember, the nerves control everything in the body. So you've got a nerve that goes to every organ, gland, system in the body and controls everything. So if it's not working right, then nothing's going to work right. So it's a big key. Cutting down inflammation is important. And getting rid of the root of what's going on is important, too. So a couple things to think about, darling, very much so. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Ray now. Hi, Ray.
All right. Well, what would happen if you remove the prostate? I hear all these problems about these problems with prostate problems, and I have enough problems anyway. Now, I have diabetes, and I do very well.
Well, if you're doing well and you have diabetes, you got that controlled and got it managed, that's great. The prostate is, it's hit and miss. And even any surgeon will tell you that, they have to weigh out the risk and the benefits. If you have to get it out because of a life-threatening situation, then you've got to look at the risk of that. When the surgeon goes in, because of the way the nerves and everything innervates in that area, it's so delicate that many times nerves can be damaged. You can have loss of sensation, sexual function can decrease. There's a host of things that can kind of go wrong, and they do go wrong a lot. A lot of guys get those side effects. A lot of guys lose the ability to have an erection. There's a lot of that can go on because of the area that the prostate is in and how they have to remove it. So that's just something to keep in mind. It's, again, if it's life-threatening, then you have to make that decision. You obviously want to live, and you have to give up some things. But it's a tough call. You know, it's a real tough call. And even asking someone else to help you make a decision, whether it's a doctor or whoever, is tough too, because, I mean, it's really your decision ultimately. And in helping you go to that next level is really the key, and that's what your team is going to do as they kind of stand with you in this, okay? Go to our website, getwellradio.com, if you have any questions and want to ask, or we make your email part of the show, and also our social media involved there as well. Let's go now to Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, thanks. I'm having trouble just all of a sudden with my bite. My back teeth just won't meet anymore. It's very annoying. I thought it was maybe related. I had the flu last week, but I'm feeling great this week, and there's no inflammation. There's no swelling. There's, you know, nothing, and I just don't understand why all of a sudden my teeth won't meet.
Could be a couple things. It could be some swelling in the TMJ joint. That's the little jaw joint right there. And that could be some swelling in there. Or you could have slept on it wrong. Or you could have some just generalized inflammation in there. There's a host of reasons why that could be going on. You might want to go see your doctor. Definitely would be the first recommendation to see what they say. And, you know, to have someone put their hands on you, kind of see it, be able to evaluate it. You know, all those, that's just really important. You know, to talk about it here on the show is one thing, but to have someone actually evaluate it and go into the next level, you know, that can really, really be helpful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget, 80% of the health challenges that we face are diet and lifestyle related. Isn't that amazing? Think about that for a minute. So if you've been living a certain way for a long period of time, and no one's pointing a finger at you by any means, but, you know, if we knew how much our daily choices would affect our overall life, would we really make them? And would we have made them for so long? Yeah, see, that's the key, and that's the tough one to really answer. But, you know, the good news is that now you know better. Now you've made new choices, and you can make better choices. You know, that's the key. It really can help you thrive instead of just being out there barely making it. And so many people are. It really breaks my heart. So many people are just barely, barely making it. Jan in Tempe, Arizona says, as we head into the cold and flu season, I'm trying to keep my kids healthy as possible. One is 3, the other is 6. What do you think is important? Well, I think their eating habits are going to be the most important thing. Good emotional environment at home, that's the second. And then, of course, you can look at supplementation, but I mean, they're 3 and 6. Vitamin D is probably the only one you really want to look at, and making sure they're taking plenty of vitamin D. You get a little blood test, which I know they don't want to do, but you can also see what numbers. Now, kids' vitamin D levels tend to show a little high, and there's reason for that, but you might want to check that out. Keep them up to speed, because it really does build the immune system. That and cod liver oil, your probiotics, all those three right there for kids. And, you know, most pediatricians are okay with that. If you talk to them, those are some of the basics that they don't really have a hard time with and can be, you know, beneficial and all that sort of thing. So checking with them is always a good idea and always an important thing to do. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. You can give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. And the other two is this, is that if the doctor's giving you a diagnosis and you're scared and you're nervous and you don't know what to do, that's normal. It's okay. It's what you do with that, knowing that you can still take life head on and not bow out. That's the key. And it's coming up with good strategies to be able to empower your health. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We'll be right back.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This show is about your health, and it's about your life. I want to see you transform and go to the next level with everything that you do, but specifically with your health, because really, when you have your health, you have everything. Lose your money, get it back. Lose your health, sometimes you can still get it back. So the reality is you want to push and you want to do everything you can to make good choices. And we want to help you, educate you, bring you the research, show you the things you can do to impact your life and have a better lifestyle. Your lifestyle is everything for your overall health. Let's go to the phones and go to Gina. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Yes, because of fibromyalgia. I'm 60 years old and I've been dealing with it for a long time. And, of course, it was all in my head before they really discovered it wasn't an ailment. I am now taking Selexia. My doctor has prescribed Selexia. I was taking Cymbalta. I know these are antidepressant drugs. So I'm wondering, is there anything else that maybe I can do to help it? They tell me exercise when you have back problems and knee problems. The exercise becomes, you know, hard to do.
It can be, but you just have to find options. I'm a big fan of using a personal trainer because that way they can, you know, you'll give them all the excuses of why you can't work out, and they'll give you 101 ways to work out. Whatever it is, there's so many different ways to exercise and get the body moving so you can get it more functional, get the weight under control and where it needs to be, and then also to manage your brain chemistry. You know, serotonin is the big one of why you deal many times with fibromyalgia. And getting serotonin levels to balance, most people that deal with fibromyalgia, they have a lot of common thread in their issue. Well, many times they deal with depression. They struggle with it. It's a tough one. They don't sleep well. And, you know, so a lot of these are serotonin related. And so how do you raise serotonin? Well, the medications, like you're talking about, you can go that route. Or if you want to go more of a natural route, there are things you can do. And to really, really get down to the brass tacks of it, you know, one thing with fibromyalgia, it's certain foods. So turkey actually helps support serotonin levels in the brain. Red meat does as well. Salmon and spinach, they can be helpful too. And then you got certain supplements like fish oil. Always good. Good idea. Tablespoon of some kind of fish oil every day, I think, for an adult is vital and just extremely beneficial for your overall health. So just a couple of things to think on. And don't forget, vitamin D is a big one, too. They've recently done some studies and found that proper levels of vitamin D3 can help tremendously in a situation like this, especially dealing with fibromyalgia. Let's go to Danny now. Hi, Danny.
I've had 14 surgeries on my right ankle. I have a total right ankle replacement. Like when the weather swells, the weather's bad or anything, my ankle swells up and it starts hurting real bad. And like every time I go to the doctor, they all want to do surgery again. I'm tired of having surgeries.
Man, I'd be tired of it too, big time. You know, one thing with surgery or anything even close to that, you want to go easy. And I would look at the deficiencies. There's a reason that your joints and things are breaking down at that level. You might want to get some blood work done, have them look at it from more of a nutritional deficiency perspective. They can look at your boron, magnesium. They can look at calcium levels, vitamin D. A lot of different things they can look at to put a clear picture together of why you're having so much breakdown. If it's not for major injuries, which I'm not hearing that it is, getting those managed, getting them supported can be a big deal. And that's what you definitely want to shoot for. So I would get that checked out and then find out what deficiencies you have. That way you can work on them. And then also, hopefully, you're doing some form of weight-bearing activity. The weight-bearing activity is so critical for strengthening of the bones and the more of the structural tissue of the body. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. If you miss something that I talk about and you're looking for it and want to go to the web, go there or call our number. We can be helpful to you all the way around. Got a great team. And then, of course, my wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. They follow nutrition and lifestyle-based care in their own way. They do a great job of it. And our team members can help you throughout the day. Just get in touch with us. at the office. Let's go to Pam now. Hi, Pam.
Hello. I'm 81 years old, and I've got asthma and diabetes and, well, anyway, I'm on a lot of prescription medicines, and I have a trouble with this coughing and wheezing with the asthma, and
okay.
So far we can't seem to relieve that cough, but at least not very much. It's comes and goes, and lately it's been, you know, coughing quite a bit.
Well, if you're coughing quite a bit during that, there's a couple things to think about. You might want to look at it doing some form of cleanse at some level, you know, changing your foods up, just getting rid of a lot of the food sensitivities like gluten and some of the cow's milk, dairy, kind of clearing the digestive tract out, letting the body, you know, clean out. There's certainly, if it is fungal related, which you can get some testing done to check that out, or if it candida, a little bit of yeast, there could be a host of reasons why this is going on, but it's good at periodically to really go in and let the body kind of detox and cleanse itself. And, you know, there's a multitude of ways to do that. It's always in a state of cleansing, just so you know, with the lymphatic system. That is, it's a constant way that the body kind of regenerates. However, it's still good to push it on your own and have a regimen to clear out a lot of these issues. And a lot of times that can be helpful. So you may find in the middle of eliminating certain foods that you have a food sensitivity that could be causing some of these issues, okay? Hope that helps. Put another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.